Hold on. You got what?
I got a real problem on my hands, right? Because
what's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, I'm James.
James.
Nice to meet you.
You too, James. And here's a story. I'm gonna make it quick, you know what I'm saying? I know you got your life and so I'm just gonna make it quick, you know what I'm saying? I worked at this damn restaurant way down here. I worked at this damn restaurant, right? And I met this guy, you know, he's a cook there and I used to work there. I ended up getting fired and one day I went after, cause I still go around there once in a while, you know what I'm saying, to talk to him, get a cigarette off of him, you know, shoot the shit with him and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I made the mistake one day of talking about a whole bunch, cause I was like frustrated when I went around one day and I got a cigarette from him and I was like talking about, oh, you know, I was just running my mouth about a whole bunch of dumb shit, cause I was trying to get what was off my chest, you know what I'm saying, out, you know, anyway, you know, I got a real problem with Buddhism. I really do. You know what I'm saying?
A problem with Buddhism?
Yeah.
What's your problem with Buddhism?
The problem is they feel like, I don't know exactly what they think or what they believe. I don't know how many lives.
Is that a Chinese restaurant that you worked at?
No, it was it wasn't. But the thing is,
you're not Buddhist or
no,
anything.
No, I'm not. It's like I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe Jesus died on the cross for us. You know what I'm saying? So we could, go to heaven or whatever. But it's like, I don't like personally, I don't care about this. I don't care about, in all reality, I don't like life at all. I don't like life at all.
Why don't you like life? God gave you life. Why
don't
you?
The whole thing is completely, the whole thing is complete garbage. The whole thing,
well, wait, let's, can we separate the life that God gave you is good, as God in the beginning created and he said it is good.
Yeah.
So he created you, it's good, the life he gave you, good. You're talking about the world.
Yeah.
Satan's kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And then there's a kingdom of Satan.
Yeah.
You're saying you hate the kingdom, the world system,
yeah,
the kingdom of Satan.
Yeah.
But the life that God gives us is good.
Right.
It's good, pure, it's true, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I made, like, whenever I went around there one day, because I've always been friends with this guy, you know, ever since I got fired, went around, and I still shoot shit with him, he gives me, you know, smoke cigarettes and shit, smoke a little weed and shit like that. The problem is, I kind of believed him when he told me, you know, because I don't want to live again after this. I want to live in heaven, you know what I'm saying? I want this life to be over with when it's done and live in heaven, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I feel like I'm not guaranteed that.
You're not. Nobody is.
Right.
We can talk about the gospel. So what's your problem with Buddhism?
But what would it be if it wasn't that?
What would what be?
Would I go to hell if I go to hell if I wasn't? If
oh,
I
yeah,
wasn't?
There's heaven or hell.
Yeah.
There's eternity with the Father who created you or eternity separated from him in darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth, which you'll choose.
Yeah.
You decide. Your will. The Father, the Bible says God wants none to perish.
Yeah.
He sent, as you already know, he sent Christ to be the propitiation for us, to be fully God, fully man, to walk in our ways, to show us to walk as a human, to walk in all the ways we had to walk, but you have a choice to make.
Okay, but what about, now, I agree with you, but what about Buddhism? That has nothing to do with that.
No, Buddhism is of Satan. Buddhism rejects Christ and who he is. Buddhism is anti-Christ.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Buddhism, New Ageism, Hinduism, all the other man-made religions that are not built and rooted on Christ are rejecting Jesus, and there's no path. Jesus is either Lord or liar. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, which is eternal life, but by me. So is he Lord or liar?
Lord.
He's Lord. So all the rest of the people say you can get there through deep meditation and oneness with yourself and connection with the universe, they're liars.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Yeah.
So these are age-old religions that Satan developed.
Yeah.
And it's not of the Father.
What is your name again?
James.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, no, no problem. Let me give you one of my gospel cards. Yes. Here, this is what I do. I travel and I preach. We just preached at the Pineapple Drop down there. There at the Pineapple Drop.
Where was that at? Was that downtown?
Yeah, downtown Sarasota. We went down there and preached, and we were just working on putting videos and stuff up. What I would encourage you to, what do you do now? Where, I mean, you live around here?
I live around here. I really don't live around here. I just hang out around because my mom lives around here.
Okay.
You know, I kind of just, mom helps me out.
Like, okay.
It's like.
Yeah, you don't look like you're a homeless guy or a beggar or nothing.
Yeah, only because my if it wasn't for my mom, I'd be really fucked up. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to find
you
work.
You gotta work.
Yeah.
What I would encourage you to do, and I have a large website, don'tperish.com, for free. We don't take people's money. I would encourage you to become a disciple of Christ. Have you ever been explained the gospel and how to find eternal life?
Yeah.
The gospel is Christ came and shed his blood for you. He lived a perfect life, and he came in your place to take the wrath of God. But that's not the end of the story. The story, the gospel path, is you must place your faith in him and believe he is who he said he was. And then the Bible says, if you place your faith and say, I believe Jesus is God, he died for me. Jesus said, follow me. In order to follow him, you have to repent.
Yes.
You have to come out of this world system, come out of Buddhism. I know you're not into it. Come out of every false mindset. Come out of all the flesh of your sin. I see you smoke. You have to beat that. You have to repent of sin, of smoking.
Yeah.
Repent of coarse jesting and bad language. Yeah. None of this is of God. Yeah. You have to be willing to repent and seek the kingdom of God in Christ with all that you are. The Bible says when God sees somebody willing to do that, he'll give you a new heart and a new mind. I used to be a worldly person. He'll give you a new heart, he'll give you a new mind, and you can be transformed. And then God gives you the grace and the ability and the faith and the word and the spirit to now live for him. And slowly, you come out of the world. You learn his ways. You reject your ways. You reject man-made religion. And you become a glorious vessel to glorify him. And it really helps if you have accountability and fellowship with other true saints.
Yeah.
And so what I would offer to you is if you'd like Bible study, I'd help you come Bible study with me and some brothers. Because I travel full-time, but I have brothers that I'm connected with long distance.
Yeah.
You have an iPhone?
I have a phone, yeah.
A phone. So we connect on long distance, and we can either talk or go on Messenger, and we study the Word of God, because you're not going to gain eternal life if you live like the world.
Yeah.
The Bible calls you to repent, come out, don't be conformed to the world, and when you're born again by the Spirit of God, the fruit that you're born again is not that you just think about God a little bit, not stay away from the man-made church systems. They're false.
Yeah.
The Sunday church systems are false. We just got done with pagan Christmas. This is not of God. This is a pagan Roman Catholic holiday. They all celebrate it. Stay away from them. Do you have a Bible?
Yeah.
Get in the Word of God. Start reading in the Gospels, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Don't read Revelation right now. That'll come in time. Read the epistles, Romans, Ephesians, you know, all the other books in the New Testament, and see who Christ is.
Yeah.
And then set your course. And if you decide, you just said it. I have a young, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. I have a young brother your age. His name is Brother Pergos. His name is Kevin, but his name is Pergos because he's a strong tower. The word Pergos is tower. He always says nothing in this life is worth living for.
I just got to get my bike. I don't want to steal my bike.
Yeah, no, I'll walk over with you.
I bought my bike from Walmart. I can't have no
He always there. Says nothing in this life is worth living for.
Yeah. Hey, man, I really thank you a lot.
Let me know if I can help you in the faith, okay?
Test that. Is there any way I can get, like, your email address or something?
It's right on there.
Thank you so much.
It's right on there. Email me, and I'd love to talk to you and encourage you in the faith, all right?
Thanks a lot, brother.
All right. God be praised.
Thank you. God bless you.
We love you.